you know.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Right, this is what it's all about.
All right, everybody plays here now. Okay. The grade school principal said, this school is so tough, the second graders don't carve their initials into the desks, they carve their initials into the blank.
Okay, then, let's see what the tool contestant said.
The
grade school principal said this school is so tough, the second graders don't carve their initials into the desks, they carve their initials into the blank.
Into the teacher.
Teacher.
Into the teacher.
Right.
That's a good answer.
You want to see if the celebrity matches?
Yeah, and I guess the one of the celebrities will match.
Looking for a teacher, Brett.
This may be a match. Poor unfortunate teacher
is a match.
Brett Klugman.
Yeah. Say no more.
Yeah, that's all you need to say.
Hello, Charles.
Hey, the teacher.
There he
is. Charles Delvin Riley.
Loopy, drunk on white wine.
Gay.
The teacher.
Dawson. Let's hear Dawson.
Dawson's Creek.
Richard Dawson's Creek.
There we go.
Arthur, teacher.
Teacher.
Dawson.
Is there one more celebrity? Let's hear one more celebrity on this. Is there one more on this one?
No, that's it.
That's it. Oh, well, there you go.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's how you play the match game, everybody.
Uh-oh, Tongo.
Everybody happy now?
Is everybody happy?
Memorial Day. A day when our war heroes are honored by even the most liberal of media.
Hey, Chuba.
Hi there.
Come and lick the dot of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, Memorial Day. You want that one again, Mike?
We haven't had that. I like that, and so does Pixie.
And happy Memorial Day. Not Willie Nelson.
Memorial Day again. I'm so glad it's Memorial Day again. Gas prices went up just in time for my long weekend. Guess I'll sit at home with my virtual reality helmet and pretend.
That's it.
All right, having said all that and showed you how the game was played on TV, let's play it right now. And here's the announcer thing.
Get ready to match the stars. It's Match Game 2007.
Right.
With the stars, Don Geronimo.
Hi, everybody.
Mike O'Mara.
Oh.
Michael J. Elston.
Hi, players.
Joe Ardinger. And your host, Rob Spiewak.
Hello, stars.
Turns out Joe's microphone.
How are you doing, Joe?
Joe's microphone wasn't on, and Joe was not able to say hello to everybody. Hello,
that's a
Joe.
Good move.
Hi, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Oh, he's on guest.
I see. Hi there, Joe.
Hello.
I liked it better the other way.
He's using his British accent.
I think you should use your British accent for the entire game, Joe.
All right, then.
Like Richard Dawson.
Yes.
Yes, my lovely.
We have two contestants. Let's start with... calling from the 916.
All right.
Beautiful. Perfect. Sacramento. Uh-huh. Here is Scott. Hi, Scott.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you for listening. And here's our other contestants. Robbie, he's from D.C.
Oh,
and
cool.
His name is Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thank you for listening. Robbie, tell us about the game.
All right. Well, since we've already met our panel, we know our contestants. Remember, we will be reading a clues, and Joe and Scott will be your job to try and match our panel. Are you ready to play?
Which one? Which one's from Stain Cremento?
Scott Cremento. Don't speak unless spoken to, Scott. All righty then. Scott, remember how we flipped a coin backstage and you lost?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you'll go second. So we'll start with you, Joe. Joe?
Right.
Pick A or B.
Let's go A.
A. All right, Joe, don't answer until we ask you.
All right.
Good luck to Danica Patrick, the only female to race in the Indy 500 this year. It's easy to spot her. She has the only car with a gear shift shaped like a blank.
I'm in.
You like the racing there, Joe?
Not really.
Me neither.
I'm not a big fan.
Turn fast. What is it? Drive fast, turn left, right?
Oops. Wrong button. Buzz is in.
I'm in.
Panel is coming in.
Are you in there, Joey?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm
panel
in.
Is right.
We're ready, Rob.
All right, Joe. Good luck to Danica Patrick, the only female to race in the Indy 500 this year. You can always spot her. Her car has a gear shift shaped like a blank. What say you, Joe?
Like a dildo.
Dildo.
Like a dildo. Uh-huh.
All right. With that in mind, Don, do you have Danica's love piece?
No, Rob. I was keeping with something we were talking about earlier this week on the show.
Sure.
I said a bloody tampon.
Oh, yeah. Shape and color.
Not a match. I'm not sorry. A match. Sorry, Joe.
How about you, Mike?
Yep. I said it's shaped like a vagina.
Oh, and a good picture.
Thank you.
If you look real quick, that looks like a martini glass.
Yeah, it's a martini glass shaped like a vagina.
How about you, Joe Ardinger?
Can we say this word this week?
You can, but you have to say it in a British accent.
A penis.
No match. Who could dump that with a British accent? How about you, Buzz?
I had a guy's thing.
Oh, not a match.
Not a match.
Joe, you played lousy.
Sorry, Joe.
Scott, this is your chance to move ahead, okay?
There we go. Okay.
All right. David Hasselhoff, the aforementioned David Hasselhoff, will be back on TV this summer in a brand new show that is tailored just to him. Don't miss it. It's called America's Got Blank.
Liquor.
Hey.
Oh, no. Sorry.
What do we do?
All right, that's his answer. Everybody, I'm not sure, had their own answer. Just write down your answer.
All right.
I have an answer. Did you have an answer?
I didn't hear what he said.
All right, well, he could still match. And knowing that he's from Sacramento, he probably will. Hit with the lucky stick. It should be.
Now, guys, remember, don't cheat here. Write down what you were. If you're going to write down what he said and you happen to hear it, go ahead. I'm in. Are you in, Mike?
Be honest.
All right.
Yeah.
Buzz? Scott?
I'm in. I'm in.
Scott, remember when we said don't answer until we ask you to?
Yes.
Yeah, that was great, wasn't it?
Hold on.
Yeah, it was.
Still waiting on Mike.
I'm in.
Are you punched in? Okay. All right. There you go, Robbie.
Scott, you can answer again, but not yet. David Hasselhoff will be back on TV this summer in a brand new show that's tailored just to his talents. It's called America's Got Blank. Scott, what are you going to say?
It's a big surprise, but I'm going to say liquor.
America's Got Liquor. It's funny the second time, too. Don?
No, Rob.
Do you have David Hasselhoff's liquor?
No, I said it's America's Got Vomit.
Oh, God. I'd like to watch that show. How about you, Mike?
I didn't think that was very funny.
You didn't like that? What do you
have? I have obvious jokes all around, but I think America's got a love of fun.
Not a match. Joe Ardinger.
I said a hamburger.
America's got a hamburger.
America's got a hamburger.
That's good. That's what we got him for.
Well, he was eating it
he
in the video.
He was on the floor with a hamburger, mate. A
cheeseburger, but yeah.
How about you, Buzz?
My first thought, alcohol. America's got alcohol.
It's a match.
That's a match.
Amazingly, Scott, you're in the lead.
All right, hold on there, Scott. Let's go back to Joe.
No, actually, Scott goes first because he's in the lead.
Again. Sorry
all right,
about
Scott,
that.
Pick A or B.
A.
A.
Next month, the great Bob Barker is retiring after 50 years on television. Way to go, Bob. From now on, the only price he has to worry about is the price of blank.
I'm in.
Don't answer, Scott. All right?
I won't.
Thank you. You watch The Price is Right?
Yeah, I love it.
It's an excellent program. Lots of flashing colors. You like that, don't you?
I like the plywood.
What was the...
You want me to read it again, Joe? All right, I'm going to read it again, Scott. Don't answer. Next month, the great Bob Barker is retiring after 50 years on television. From now on, the only price he has to worry about is the price of blank.
I'm in. You in, Mike?
I'm in.
Don is in. Mike is in. Buzz, you in?
Yep, I'm in.
Joe?
Waiting on Joe Dawson.
Oh, we're still waiting on Joe. I gave him a premature ding. I thought he had indicated it.
You're
in? Queued up.
Okay, good.
His light is on.
The panel is right. Scott, Bob Barker is retiring, and from now on, the only price he has to worry about is the price of blank. What do you say?
Depends.
The price of depends.
Good answer.
That's a good answer.
Pretty clever.
That's good. Don, do you have a... Bob Barker's diaper.
No, I said Bob Barker has to worry about the price of cremation.
Oh, no. Not a match.
Also a good answer.
Also good. How about you, Mike?
So the only price he has to worry about is the price of a casket.
Oh.
Thank you, Joe.
Joe's having a good time.
Joe really liked that
Joe,
one.
If you could catch your breath, what's your answer?
Well, I said depends.
Oh,
the match.
There you go. Scott takes a charging lead. How about you, Buzz?
I said the only thing he has to worry about is the price of Metamucil.
Oh, yeah.
Metamucil.
There you go. No match. Okay, you need, Joe, to get two to get caught up, okay?
All right, let's do this.
Okay, and you were left with number B. Letter B, I guess I should say.
You just said number B.
Number B.
I know. And the other one's my favorite.
Quat not.
Number BM.
Letter B. Letter B. All right, everybody loves
I guess the question is, why do you have to be such a hump?
Comes from breeding. Everyone loves Memorial Day at Buzz Burbank's house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh
yeah.
We'll all be there. Uh-huh. The annual barbecue has hot dogs, potato salad, and don't forget, Buzz puts a little blank in every hamburger. Mmm. Oh. Don't answer yet, Joe.
I'm in.
No, Joe Artinger can answer. But
I'm in.
All right. Everybody loves Memorial Day at Buzz Burbank's house. It's same time this year, right, Buzz?
Yes, it is.
8 a.m. Uh-huh. The annual barbecue has hot dogs, potato salad, and don't forget, Buzz puts a little blank in every hamburger. Joe is in.
Yeah. I'm in.
Don is in.
I'm in. Oh, yeah.
I'm in.
Of course, Buzz is in. It's his question.
I'm throwing the party.
All right. Joe. Memorial Day, the Elston House. A little blank in every hamburger. What do you say?
I'll say Buzz's love juice.
I
love juice. Don't you? V8.
I have.
Tropicana. What do you say, Don?
This would be a match, I believe. His love DNA.
Yeah, hey, that's a match. Wow. Good job. Match. Well played.
Wow. It's a match because I wanted to say the word, but I don't think we can say that word, can we?
How about you, Mike?
I had he puts a lot of sticky bud.
Oh, God, I love everything. That's a picture of him, too.
What does that mean?
Mike loves drawing pictures along with his answer.
Joe likes my pictures more than anybody, so I make an extra effort.
That's frameable. What do you say, that's Joe?
I said weed.
Weed, Rob. Not a match. And here we go to the chef himself. His chance, really, to tie the game. How about you, Buzz?
See you at 4:20. I said weed.
Oh,
weed.
No, all right, Scott, you can seal the deal here because you are still ahead 2-1. A or B, please.
I will go with A again.
A.
Scott.
Yeah. All right, Scott, listen carefully. Rosie O'Donnell has been butting heads with Elizabeth Hasselbeck of late. Have you seen this?
Yes.
It's wild, isn't it wild?
Wild.
But it looks like Elizabeth will have the last laugh. She secretly hid Rosie's blank from her.
Oh, I'm so in, I don't even have to...
The think music didn't even start before Don was in. Rosie O'Donnell's secret blank. Don't answer yet, Scott. Rosie O'Donnell has been butting heads, and this is really of the moment because Rosie just announced she won't be back.
Right.
Rosie O'Donnell has been butting heads with Elizabeth Hasselbeck, but it looks like Elizabeth, spelled with an S, will have the last laugh. She secretly hid Rosie's blank from her. Panel is right. Scott?
I'm in.
What do you say?
My answer?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead, if you're ready.
Dildo.
Again?
Her dildo again.
Okay, well, all right. Don, do you have that particular apparatus, Rosie's apparatus?
No, what was it? The setup again is what?
Rosie O'Donnell's been fighting with Elizabeth Hasselbeck, and it looks like Elizabeth will have the last laugh because she secretly hid Rosie's blank from her.
Suppositories.
Suppositories.
No match. But that will come back to haunt her. How about you, Mike?
I said she secretly hid Rosie's ass donut.
Thought of that. No match.
And again, Picasso O'Mara.
Drawing the pictures.
A little bit on the abstract avant-garde side.
Yeah, definitely the abstract on that
like
one.
For the...
That ought to go on the website, man.
Museum of Modern Art.
You know, if you turn that
better.
Sideways, it looks like the number 30. How about you, Joe?
Well, I don't know if we can say this again.
Don't, but just know that it's a match.
It's a match.
Atta boy.
It's a match. Yay.
Atta boy. How about you, Buzz?
I would never mess with her food. I said, don't make Rosie's food. Don't steal Rosie's food. Hasselbeck took Rosie's food. That's what I'm saying.
Not a match.
Sorry, not a match.
All right, Joe, here's where you stand. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here's the deal. You have one. He has three. You need 2 to tie, 3 to win. Think you can
all
do
right.
it?
Here we go.
Don Imus has had a lot of time on his hands since he was fired. Now all he does is sit around his ranch and count his blank.
I'm in.
I don't know if it's a match or not. Don Imus has a lot of time on his hands since he was fired. All he does now is sit around his ranch, the Imus Ranch. Isn't that what it's called?
You know, no, I'm laughing at my answers.
Yeah.
I think I'm rocking at this game today. Your setups are beautiful.
Thank you, man.
They're so much better than the Sonny Jurgens and crap.
Well, you told me this morning make them funny. I didn't know that was the directive up until now.
Are you in, Mike?
No, I'm not in.
Now
yet.
All Imus does is sit around his Imus ranch and count his blank.
I'm in.
Don't answer yet.
I'm in.
Panel is right.
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah, Joe, you're in?
Yeah.
All right. Joe. Don Imus sitting around his ranch counting his blank. What do you say?
I'll say his kids with cancer.
His kids with cancer. Funny answer.
Wow. That is a great answer.
Wow.
You know, that takes the wind out of your sails. You got what you think is a funny answer.
Not to me. I hate cancer. Don, do you have cancerous children?
No, I said that.
Will you answer as Imus?
No, it was that he's...
He's sitting around his ranch,
right,
counting his...
slaves.
Oh, no, not a match. Not a match.
I don't know.
Slaves.
Bernard.
I said he's sitting around his ranch counting his boogers.
No. Great picture. That is really terrific. How about you, Joe?
I don't... Can I say that?
Yeah, go ahead and say it.
Joe, every time you ask, can I say
he's
that?
He's counting his nappy-headed hose.
All right.
Not a match.
I think you're kind of looking for that one, right, Robin?
Yeah, perhaps. And how about you, Buzz Burbank?
Sunflower seeds. He's counting his sunflower seeds.
Oh. Well, here's the good news, folks. That's the end of the game, and we'll be seeing Scott again in round three.
Yay.
All right, so that means Scott from Sacramento.
Stick around, Pally.
Scat crapping.
What is that?
Hold on a second. And for Joe from D.C., we have, do we have Huey Lewis tickets for
we
him?
Do. You'll see Huey Lewis at Wolf Trap. Check the box office for your own tickets.
Scat crapment, though.
Enjoy Huey Lewis, and I'm sure we've got other stuff back there. In the prize closet. Thank you, Joe.
Right, thanks,
Chris. Thanks. Have a great weekend, my friend, and be safe. Good first round, Rob. Yeah,
thank you very much.
Very good.
But we need two new contestants for round two.
Oh, boy, two brand new contestants for round two?
So keep digit dialing.
The whole tray?
Yes, please.
I always like looking at my answers.
Going back.
It's a way to just see how good the round was. You know, when your answers are cremation, suppository, slaves, and his love DNA.
I'd like to play the Soul Train Scramble where you could turn that into a story.
Oh, I forgot Vomit.
Oh, never, Vomit was there.
Never forget Vomit, Don.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Hey, what happened to the music?
That music just kind of ends, doesn't it?
Hey, what's happening there?
We've never gone that far before. So congratulations to Scott and Joe. Scott, we'll see you again. Joe, don't let the door hit you on the ass, and we'll be back to play round two.
Two more players right after this.
Pause!
This is the Don and Mike Show.